WRWB 49, and we're standing by. Go ahead, you got WRWB 49.
WSBC 341 on the air.
WSHF 567 monitoring. Good morning. Morning, Timer Sam. WRWB 49.
Hi, Mike.
What's going on with you this morning?
I don't know, it's pretty good to tell, man. But, you know, have you ever had any issues?
Yeah, copy. I just gotta get me another copy here. I've been up since, like, 3:45 this morning. I couldn't sleep.
I'm usually up and, you know, I have the coffee going for the wife. I woke up this morning, she's already up, now she's making the coffee.
Yep, copy that.
Supposed to rain all day, boy?
I don't know. They said rain and it's supposed to get up to like, what, 70 today or something? Or 65, somewhere in there?
One knows the wet one right now. Oh my goodness. Ooh, I'd hate to have to go out there working that right now.
What are you working on today?
Got a new customer coming today, wants a couple oil changes and maintenance. Other than that, I'm all caught up. You know, gotta wait till spring. Spring already sprung, so, you know, any time now.
Yep, I see my grass is starting to grow already, and I didn't even put no fertilizer down. Thank you.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Good morning, WRUU 850.
What's going on there, Sean?
Yeah, just cruising along here, going to meet some friends for breakfast. Radio's pretty dead all over the place. You're the first voice I've heard anywhere.
Yeah, copy that. I was out here earlier this morning talking to Sam for a minute. He was out here, and I thought other people would be out there, but I guess not. They must be sweeping in.
Could be. It's only 42 now, but I hear it's supposed to get up into the upper 70s today. It's going to be crazy.
Paul was saying yesterday it's supposed to be like 74 or 75 or something, but rain. And we can see it rained already.
Yeah, everything's wet here. I'm at 16 in Grosbeck. Everything's wet. So, yeah, looks like clouds in the back, too. So, yeah, oh well. Nothing like rain to dampen a nice day. No pun intended.
Yeah, I hear you. It's funny. I just passed through that intersection. So I take it you must be going to that restaurant down the road from there, or the one right there at the intersection.
No, I got to stop by my shop. The restaurant I'm going to is in New Haven, so still quite a ways up. But this is the route I normally take to work every day.
Okay, New Haven. Well, there's only two restaurants I know of in that town. You got the Coney Island with the, you know, Rockets in the front, and the other one that used to be the old Louis.
Well, I'm kind of new to the New Haven dining experience, so I don't know which one is which. I don't know of the two you described. This one's called, like, the Main Street Grill or something like that. It's right, like, you know, I forget what the name of the road is that cuts off of Gratiot, right in the town there, New Haven Road. There's Haven Ridge, I don't know, there's a couple of them, but anyhow, it's right there at the intersection, downtown New Haven, I guess, if you will.
Just right down from the library. I know where it's at. It used to be the old Louis. Now it's called Main Street Grill. Yeah, Louis had that location there for a while, and then they just closed it and kept the one in Mount Clemens by the post office.
All right, there you go. I didn't know it was once Louis. But pretty nice place. You know, a lot of the guys that I'm meeting up with live up in that area there. They're mostly Richmond guys that are on the Richmond Repeater. It's the Macomb County ARPSC group. And, you know, and extended friends and family. So we pack the place pretty darn well. Every other month on whatever Sunday this is, second Sunday, I guess.
I hear you. Yeah, one day I'd have to go in there and try that place out. You know, I work up in that area pretty much all over.
Yeah, I recommend it. It's nice atmosphere. Food's good. Service has always been good. They've got alcohol, I believe, if you're so inclined. And I think the prices are pretty reasonable. They're not the cheapest place, but they're definitely not crazy expensive. So I give a thumbs up. 4.5 stars out of 5. But, yeah, they, like you said, they get together pretty regularly up there on a regular schedule. That Macomb County Air PSC group is really cooking, man. They're, it was in a state of dismal, it was dismal condition when they first took over, but boy, they've really just built it up, and they've got a bunch of active members, and it's pretty cool.
As long as it's not dismal like some of these local, you know, amateur radio swaps, that's a pretty good one.
Yep, well, you know, they're tied to the local emergency management team and called in for any kind of, you know, work they need done. Anything from delivering water bottles to communications. All right, Mike, I am turning onto my street here. I'm going to jump real quick into my work, grab what I came for. I left something at work on Friday. And then I will be back out here in a few. WRUU 850, after yours.
All right, well, we'll be standing by here.
Be listening. WRWB 49, it will be standing by. City PM 7114 radio check.
SDI 432 monitoring.
WSGP 754.
Morning time, WSHF 567.
Morning time, Sam. I see I can make it from my house today.
I just got a little handheld in the house. It's all I use right now.
Hey, this is Charlie. Surprised to see you down here this morning.
I hear you pretty good, Charlie.
Very good. Yeah, normally I don't make the trip down there from here. Awesome.
How about you, Joe? Took an extra bacon, We have CAB, 3 of 2. Maybe 3 of 2. Any of them. Eggs and bacon. This is KBB Detroit. Oh, WKBG, huh? I don't think that's the correct call sign here, bro. Oh, man. Yeah, I missed you last night. I think I was on the wrong channel. I was on my walk. But anyway, things are looking pretty good.
K-180, that's Joe Friday, Dragnet, K-180. K-180 out.
doing today?
Sitting up there, man. Sitting up there. Sitting up there.
No eggs and sausage today?
Man, I need cookies and drinking coffee.
Cookies and coffee. I'll do that cookies and coffee, no doubt. Sounds pretty good. Okay, stand by. I gotta flip my bacon before I burn. Stand by. Copy that static. I got a little bit over here. Weather conditions can sometimes play a role in, propagation, man, of the signal. But I can still hear you pretty good. Transmission, you shouldn't hear anything. Your squelch at about 1 or 2. Copy that. WSJV 382.
WSMJ 418, I copied.
Anyway, you got to set your squelch there. You're not listening to static. And all you'll hear is, when I key up, all you'll hear, or somebody's talking, and you'll hear just them, and then they'll go silent. And the bacon, I don't know about you, but I like my bacon burned a little bit.
Much adjusted.
Very good, very good. So now, the radio will until somebody keys to the repeater.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm glad you went out and got a couple little radios, man. I'm glad you did that. It's getting a little lonely out here, there's a lot of people out here, but you don't know them, Other than a light hello and how are you, that's about it, But it's nice to have somebody to talk to. And, when you're out and about on little mobile radios, you can do little tests, too.
What do you need, man? Mobile or base. With a nice mobile radio would be nice. Some good ones, it's over 15 watt or up at the Capellos. I'd be looking at something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to get a little mobile unit for my truck. When I'm out working, they can contact me. Well, I can contact you if need be. Okay, or not. Somebody working out, driving around, emergency situations. Yeah. fellow got your cell phone from the dinner stand and everything, man. Maybe it's a 15 water. That's pretty nice. Yeah, it's real cool. Better than the rather digital one, I guess. You know, sometimes you get what you pay for, but I really like this rate of search and excellent for the radio.
WSGI 432 mobile and monitoring.
WSIU 709 mobile monitor.
WSGI 432 monitor.
WRVV 525.
Jumps at your mouth on the repeater is not supposed to be right over the cable, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to refrain from that on the jumps at your mouth thing there. WSJV 382, over top. I think you just did that, man. Over top. Copy that. You got to, also you got to respond to it a little bit more, you know. And, you know, time and place for everything. I'm just sitting up here, man, burn the bacon, burn the eggs, burn the toast. That was real good, though, so burned everything this morning. It was real, real good. What is your call sign, by the way? I need to write that down. Will Smith, Michael Jackson, 418. WSMJ, 418. Michael Jackson, Will Smith. I'm sorry, Will Smith, Michael Jackson, 418. Mine's WSJV 382. WSJV 382. I've got it memorized now. You have to memorize yours too. 10-4. Yeah, I want to find a mobile unit, man. Right away. Yeah, take your time, do some research on it. You can ask the radio people, the ham guys out here, what would be a good little mobile unit for you. You know, these guys, they know the radio's pretty good out here. And, you know, YouTube's very helpful, too. You know, that's how I was able to make an educated decision on this handheld that I have here. They're a very nice radio, and those guys out there love them. And then I've got that cheap one for only like 50 or 60 bucks. Awesome, awesome, excellent little radio. Quality radio for only 60 bucks. Excellent little radio.
Yeah, 10-4, this is TED Radio
H9. I don't think I paid about $60, $60 or $70 for it.
That sounds real good though. Sounds real good. The signal's good. Should look into this Wolfson though. When I have here this Wolfson, a bit more expensive. I think it's about $250, $260. But it's a great little radio. The thing will stay on for days. You know, transmitting, you probably won't get that, you know, that long out of it. But standby, you know, this thing lasts like a couple of days before it's ready for a charge. WSJV, WSJV 382.
WSMJ 418. Will Smith, Michael Jackson, 418. Over.
Copy that. Copy that. So you're WSJV 418, and I'm WSJV 382. Is that right?
No. WSMJ 418. Will Smith, Michael Jackson, 418.
Yeah, well, I know it can get confusing, but, you know, the more you get out here and use that, the call signs, it'll just come naturally to you. I've never been very good with names and stuff myself, so it takes a memory muscle, you know, repetitive memory there. You get it as drilled into the memory bank. Happy.
WSEG 572, standing by.
How about you, Joe? This is WSJV 382 calling for Joe. Can you hear me? Over. WSJV 382 calling for Joe. Can you hear me, Joe? Hey, Joe, can you hear me? Over.
Yeah, 10-4, I thought I'd step outside because I got a better signal over here.
with the longer range antenna. I think I'm going to go look for a mobile today at Cabela's. Over. Actually, inside the Costco over here, things look pretty good. We're inside the building. I can hear you. That's one at Costco. Show them your card 3 times and then get asked for your receipt on the side of the door as you go outside the door or whatever, which is, I hate that. That's why I like Sam's Club so much better, because you can scan and go at Sam's Club. Over. They're a little fuzzy there. Goodbye. I'll let you get on the outside. We'll talk to you. Yes, sir. Info, Costco. Well, what's up? Okay, I'm outside the Costco's now, man. Outside the Costco. How's it sound? Better now? WSJV382, calling Joe. How's it sound now? Better? Over. No copy Joe. No copy Joe. WSJV382, no sloppy Joe. Over. How about you, Sloppy Joe? How about you, Sloppy Joe? How about you? WSJV382. How about you, Sloppy Joe? Is that you? Is that you? Over.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
WSIK 829, listening.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
Yes, 713, New Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713, New Baltimore, this is WSG 772, Shelby Township, on the base, monitoring.
That base sounds good, W567.
Oh, thank you for that. You came in all broke up, but I heard what you said.
Yeah, well, I probably wasn't in my sweet spot.
Now, there you came in good and strong.
Is that one of them 50-watt radios?
Yeah, I got the Ocean MG... the Ocean KG1000G Plus 50-watt at the home base, and I got the antenna just sitting in front of my door wall in my dining room. What's your location?
9 Mile in Van Dyke, Warren, Michigan.
You're coming in loud and clear and real good, like you're right next door.
Same here, no doubt. All right, I just wanted to reach you. The radio sounds really good. I guess that's the difference between a handheld and a spot radio.
Yeah, copy that. When I first got into GMRS, I figured I'd go cheap to see if I liked it or not. And I liked it, so I went and spent the money on a really good unit. So, and I get a lot of good compliments on this Ocean KG1000G Plus. So, yeah, I'm at Ryan and West Utica Road, just north of Hall.
Copy that. What antenna are you running?
You know, I forgot the name of it. It sucks getting old, but it's one of your basic base antennas.
Copy that. I know all about getting old. 55, I'm going to be 56 here soon, and yeah, forgetting things, that it becomes a daily thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm also getting this Thursday eye surgery, so yeah, I can't wait to get it because the one eye is a little foggy.
Joe, well, good luck with that.
My sister had it done 2 years ago, and she don't even wear glasses anymore, so... Yeah, I'm hoping not to wear glasses anymore after I have this surgery.
Hey, Don. My 82-year-old mother-in-law had surgery, my wife just told me to tell you, and she don't wear glasses anymore either.
I'm glad to hear that. It'd be nice not to deal with wearing glasses all day long. It could be a pain. That's cataract surgery I'm having.
10-4.
They take the cataract out, they put the contact lens in your eye. So that's how it works. So I have really good far vision, but when I want to read a book, I have to get readers for that.
At 45, when I woke up one morning, I couldn't see anything. Blurry. I can't read like I used to. A little fine print. It's weird how you wake up and all of a sudden your eyesight isn't what it used to be.
The big 50 is my magic number. When I hit 50, that's when I had to get glasses. My eyes were great all the way till 50 years old.
Yeah, I woke up at 45 and everything was blurry. I don't see the same as I used to. Readers now helps me out a lot.
Well, yeah, I would rather have to throw on reader glasses when I have to read because that's how often do I read. I only read when I have to. I'm not a bookworm whatsoever.
All right, well, my name is Sam. I'm from Warren. WSHF 567, and I'm going to take a bye. It's nice talking to you, and hopefully we'll do it again.
Sam, nice to meet you. My name's Paul, and we'll chat soon, hopefully, and I'm always about WSGG 772, standing by, clear after you.
Have a good night and a good, good night. I guess the weekend's over. Nice talking to you, and we'll catch you some other day, some other way. Just mom back quiet.
Yeah, GG 772, WFLE 314, name's Matt. Good to meet you, Matt. I'm at Shelby at West Utica Road in Ryan, north of Hall. What's your location?
I'm at Romeo Road. That's 32 Mile Road and Rochester Road. I'm in Oakland Township. I heard you guys talking about the radios. I, too, am running an Ocean KG1000G+, although mine's in the mobile. Hopefully it sounds as good as your radio does.
You're coming in really nice, like you're right next door to me. I have the DB20 in my car, and that does really well, but I didn't want to put this real expensive unit in a car and have it stolen, so I use it as my home base. The DB20 does a really fine job, so I'm happy with that. If that gets stolen, that's no big deal.
Oh, yeah, I get it, believe me. You won't believe it. I mean, I've got this thing in here, and I also have an ICOM IC2820H. That's the 2 meter and 70 centimeter radio. So I've got like, oh God, I think I got probably $1,800 worth of radios in the front of this thing.
Yeah, copy that. I also got a CB radio too, as like a secondary backup, because sometimes I get on the GMRS and it's dead silence. No one's on it. So a long time ago, back in the early 80s, the CB radio actually saved my life in the dead of winter in the middle of the freeway.
Oh yeah, I remember those days. I almost froze to death once when I was young. Young, dumb, and stupid. I'm about a month away from age 71 right now. But back in the day, when I was 18 years old, I was out in the middle of the night, out the other side of Lake Orion. 1 in the morning, expected only to run from the car to the house, so all I had was a Levi's jacket on, and the car broke down in the middle of nowhere, 1 a.m. It was 0 degrees, the wind was blowing, and I was in the middle of nowhere. I walked about 3 miles to a 7-Eleven store.
Wow, copy that. Yeah, I was in my car on 94 heading toward Detroit, and I was right in that gap where I was 2 miles in either direction to civilization on 94, and I got on Channel 9, and I called on Channel 9, and the guy goes, "You called me just in time." I was just ready to get off the radio, and he called a wrecker in for me, saved my life, because I would have froze to death, walking a couple miles in either direction.
Yeah, it's scary when you get stuck like that. I didn't have a CB in that car, although I was an avid CB-er. I started playing around with CB radio in 1968, and I did have one in most of my cars, but by the time I was 18 years old, I didn't have one in there. But that was a close call for me. When I got to that 7-Eleven store, I was, almost to the point where I wanted to go to sleep, and I could not work the payphone. I mean, I had money in my pocket. I had to have somebody in the store dial the payphone for me so I could get some help.
Wow, you got real lucky there. Guy was with you. Yeah, I've been on the CB since 1973. My mom got a house up at Higgins Lake, and I coaxed her into getting a Midland CB radio for the car. She had a 73 Duster. So my handle was Blue Nose Gopher, because the duster was blue. And I've been on CB ever since, and I got away from CB for 20 years, and I'm getting back into it.
Yeah, I still have a radio someplace. I got a lot of amateur radio equipment at my house. I've got a large vertical antenna about 250 feet from the house. I just wanted it far away from all of the noise, the wall warts, and everything in the house today that makes noise. But the bands have been pretty dead lately. I mean, shockingly dead. But every once in a while, I have some fun with that. I've been licensed since 1968. Well, not really. I let the license lapse for a little while when I turned 18. Radio's been a thing for me for quite a while.
Yeah, copy that. I'm 63 years old, and I still got that Midland. It was a Midland 23 channel, and it's just sitting in storage, and it's old. It still works, but I wanted a new one because the new CB's got FM now, and Europe, they love that FM on the CB. They're always on the FM on CB. Here in the U.S., they use more of the AM than the FM.
Yeah, that's kind of a shame too. I was hoping they'd get into it a little bit more. I've got a President. I don't know what that is. I got Randy 2 or 3 handheld that has AM and FM, and I got one of their mobile radios, but I can't remember which one it is. But it has FM as well. But like you say, I don't hear anybody using FM.
Time to go on FM is if you're like following somebody or a little convoy going on, get on FM and go to one channel, and you have it pretty much to yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. That's why, you know, well, I've got the handheld, and I may, if I can find a place to put things in my car, but my truck, I don't know, though. I got so much stuff in here, and with this 50-watt GMRS radio, when I'm using this thing, I have to remove the antenna for my ICOM because it literally shuts it down. You know, I get a, what did it say? It came up with something. Oh, protection mode, yeah. I keyed this thing up, and the ICOM screen said protection mode. That was a little scary, so I quickly removed the antenna. Obviously, way too much UHF RF getting into the front end of that thing.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, I haven't hooked up the CB yet in my car, but I bought a CB radio that is the same frame and same size as my DB20. And, my DB20 is Radiology, and the CB is, what's it called, Trivius? It's not pronounced Trivius, but that actually is, can piggyback over top of the DB20.
That sounds pretty cool. At one time I had a bigger truck. I had a Ford F-350, and on that one I had my IC-20 mounted at an angle just below the dash, and I had a Cobra AM and single five band radio, and I was able to actually just kind of strap that to the IC-2820. They were both the same size, so they were pointed right at me with the 2820 on top and the Cobra CD just below. But this F-150 doesn't have all that room in it.
Yeah, I got a Subaru Forester Sport, so I have very little room. That's one of the reasons why I can't put the Ocean in there, the KG-1000. It's too big to put anywhere. But that DB20 is so nice and small and compact, and so is the CB radio. And being that they're both the same size, I piggybacked them, and it seems to work out, but I got to tune in the antenna yet for the CB. I haven't done that yet, so. Okay, yeah, that sounds pretty good. I didn't mention the antenna I was using. I came across a deal on two off-road antennas. They're the Wave Overlander. I think it's AN or ANM 123G or something like that. They're pretty expensive antennas, but I got two of them for less than the price of one of them. Somebody had bought them for something, and, oh, yeah, I remember. The guy got injured. He got injured in his off-road vehicles, and his wife said, it's either me or the off-road stuff, and he had to get rid of it. But it works really well. It is a tall antenna, though. It's about 48 inches tall. I think it's 2.58 dipoles inside of the radome fiberglass. But it appears to work really, really well.
Now, the Redivis CB that I bought, it was a kit. It came with the antenna, and I don't know what kind of antenna it is. It's a nice-looking antenna. But I also bought a whip for the CB, the whip I'm going to use for traveling when I go up north or down south. But the antenna that came with the Redivis, it's a lot smaller. That will be my local for just shooting around town.
Yeah, the whips work pretty good for long-haul stuff. Back in the 70s, that's what I ran on my cars. Of course, CB was quite a bit different. I lived in Madison Heights, and one of my friends would go up to Port Austin in the summertime. And, you know, from Madison Heights, he ran a whip in his mobile. I had a CLR-2 that was up about 25 feet off of the ground, a ground plane antenna. And I could talk to him all the way to Imlay City. And, you know, the crazy thing, he was not moving my S-meter at all. It was literally useless. The CB man was so quiet back in 1970 that you could see stuff like that. It almost seems hard to believe today.
Yeah, I'll copy that. Yeah, for the whip, I bought the that Striker SR M10 whip, and when you key up on it, it's got blue LED lights that light up. But that's not even hooked up yet. Mike, I got to get all that set up as soon as the weather starts staying nice, because I got to go out to a big open field to tune in the antennas on the CB.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that next to your house or a truck or anything like that. You have a nice open field and get it. I heard you talking about cataract surgery. I had cataract surgery in 2021. And, boy, for probably 4 years before I had the surgery, my vision was pretty bad, but I had a severe discoloration, and I really didn't know what my cars looked like until after I had surgery, but it came out well, and I opted to pay the extra money for the lenses that gave me the, you know, the close and near vision. There's a little downside to them, though, in that while they worked really good when they first put them in, I'm a diabetic, so my retinas are starting to deteriorate, and I could use readers, but I can't buy, you know, just readers. I have to get special glasses because of the way these lenses are made. You can't just throw, you know, a drugstore reader on and see with them. They actually work, but only in the dark. Once you turn on a light, the drugstore readers don't help. They make things worse. It's the weirdest thing. But I don't wear glasses. I see perfectly fine. All the colors look good. And I'm just grateful that technology is available.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm a diabetic, too. That's probably why I got my cataracts. Plus, I got high cholesterol. But But I'm on the cholesterol meds, which is helping. Those are working, and I'm on the cholesterol pill, and that's a roller coaster with the pill. It's up and down and all that, but I'm going to have to get really serious with my diet and everything after this surgery. I got serious with the diet many years ago. In 2006, I weighed 275 pounds. And right now I weigh 152. Actually, I'm usually like 148, but I've been eating a little bit more. But that's a substantial weight loss, but I'm glad I did it. My knees were starting to hurt when I was 275, and that's all gone now.
Wow, congratulations on that. I'm at 260, and that's the heaviest I've ever been. I graduated at 125 pounds, and I leveled off at 155. And, you know, when I hit, like, my mid-30s, that's when the weight started slowly piling on.
Oh, yeah, you made it to your mid-30s. I couldn't keep weight on until after I turned about 26, and then all of a sudden it seemed like anything I ate turned into, you know, excess weight. I mean, prior to that, when I was like 20 years old, if I didn't end every single night with a quart of chocolate milk and a dozen Hostess chocolate-covered donuts, I'd be lighter the next morning. Boy, those days are gone.
That in my early 20s, I was really active when I was young, and I used to eat a whole large pizza all to myself. I could eat a case of White Castles, no problem. I used to get double Whoppers, double meat, double cheese. Man, I used to eat like there was no tomorrow and never gain an ounce. Now I look at the food and I gain weight.
I get it. I'm there. That's where I am today. Unfortunately, my wife passed away 11 years ago, and that was part of us. That was kind of how I was able to lose her weight. I mean, I don't want to say I'm a crummy cook. I'm just a lazy cook, that's all. So I tend to not cook a lot. And the other thing is when you live by yourself, you know, buying fresh food and vegetables every single day, it seems like no matter how hard I try to eat it all, if something ends up going bad before I get a chance to eat it.
Yeah, I copy that. I understand that. My wife passed away 6 years ago, and I kept my weight pretty much steady, and boy, after she passed away, it's hard to cook just for one person, you know, and I eat out a lot more than I cook at home. I love to cook. I've worked in restaurants half my life. It's just, I just can't see the point of cooking for one person. And, you know, you cook and you get all this, you have all this leftover, which I don't mind leftover, but, yeah, it's something I just got to readjust. And I think after my wife passed away, I gained weight. It was depression, just being depressed that because it happened so quickly and unprepared. And so, and then my dog passed, you know, I had to put him down 2 years ago. And, you know, it's been kind of rough and just trying to get by with life and working 40 hours a week and just, you know, every day living in bills, you know, just trying to make ends meet and getting by.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I retired in 2014, but then I kind of went back to work. I had an interest in a business that I stepped away from, and I was only gone 7 months before they ran into trouble, just like, what was that? That was about 4 months after my wife passed away, and I could tell that I was going to be one of those people that would probably end up dying in retirement, so I went back over to the medical device company, and
I said, all right, how screwed up do you guys have everything here? I'll try and get it straightened out for you. And been there ever since. And that was 2015.
Yeah, copies. Yeah, it seems like where I work, it seems like people pass away about 5 years after they retire. Doesn't matter how they took care of themselves. If they ate right and exercised every day. Yeah, I had a guy I worked with, he was in the Marines, he exercised every day, jogged every day, ate healthy foods, and 3 years after he retired, he dropped dead on the bathroom floor. I mean, it's, you know, when God calls your number, that's it. That's just the way I believe it. And so I joined a gym, and I bought a jet ski, just trying to, you know, get active. I started roller skating, and I had a jerk slam me into the wall, and I was out of work for 10 weeks on that, and I can't get back on the roller skates because I gained so much weight. My balance is shaky, so I've got to lose the weight to get my balance back to get back on them roller skates. God, I love roller skating. I hope I can get back on them.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta stay active. I mean, I stay active. I think part of my problem is the kind of work I was doing was high pressure. I was always on the edge of my seat, adrenaline pumping all the time. And I think when you do that for, you know, 30, 40 years, if you just try and stop it suddenly, it can turn into a disaster. I think that's why I yearned to go back so badly, because the handwriting that was on the wall, I was turning into, you know, a couch potato, and I had to do something about it. Hey, Paul, I see my neighbor is coming over to my house. I pulled in the driveway, so I'm gonna have to back out of here, if it's all right with you.
I'll let you go here. It's, what's your name again?
Hey, it's Matt. I'm WSLE 314 in Oakland Township.
Hey, Matt, it was nice to know you, and we can get back some other time. WSTG 772, Shelby Township, on the mobile, standing by.
All right, Paul, it's a pleasure. Yeah, I'm always monitoring. I always got this radio on, and it's almost always on Macomb 675, Mount Clemens. It was a pleasure talking with you, and this is WSLE 314, clear.
Hi, this is WSLZ 257, monitoring from Waterford.
WSCU 202, did you just say Waterford?
Yep, roger that, Waterford, Michigan.
Oh, there you go, that radio seems to be working fantastic for you. WSCU 202, we're clear. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir. So where did you say where did you say you're from again?
This is WSDU 202 transmitting out of Roseville.
Thank you, WSDU 202. Yes, so this is, I appreciate the feedback. Thank you.
Cool evening.